Nymphaeum, water feature. Glass tesserae, tiles, shells. First half of the 1st century CE. Excavated 1983. House of the Golden Bracelet. Regio 7, Insula 17. In Roman architecture, simple shrines dedicated to the nymphs or water goddesses evolved into grand structures with water features. This nymphaeum, decorated with shells and lush garden scenes, is one of the most spectacular examples from Pompeii. It was designed for the summer triclinium dining room in the House of the Golden Bracelet. Here, the family and their guests would dine outside to the sound of flowing water. This tiled alcove structure was once both a shrine and a water feature. It is just over 3 metres high, nearly 2.5 metres wide, and almost 2 metres deep. The back wall of the alcove is curved into a semi-cylinder with a domed roof, and it has at its base a semicircular pool with a rectangular stone lip at its front. The flat face of the arch at the front of the alcove is decorated with tall panels of colourful shells arranged like mosaics, patchy but mostly preserved. These panels contain repeating geometric patterns like leaf shapes and diamonds, but the pictures made from tiles and shells that line the inside of the alcove are scenes from a garden. Though the scenes have worn away in places, they appear to feature some kind of bowl or fountain within a garden of leafy boughs, and small creatures like birds or fish perch on the lip of each bowl. The pattern inside the domed ceiling of the Nymphaeum resembles a canopy of downward-pointing decorative and curlicued spears that curve like the ribs of an open umbrella, and together evoke the form of a shell. Each scene or panel that adorns the structure is dominated by hues of blue, green, and yellow, and is divided from the others by a decorative border of shells. The wall of the pool at the base of the alcove is of a dark green colour with a turquoise floor, both shades likely to tint the appearance of the water that would once have flowed down from the opening at the back of the alcove.